USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. government isn't sure how many Americans are in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitting he doesn't know exactly how many citizens remain in the war-torn country. It comes as U.S. troops try to move as many people out as quickly as possible amid the Taliban taking control. State Department spokesman Ned Price with an update on the evacuations.
U.S. military and other country flights continued throughout the last 24 hours, and American citizens and legal permanent residents will be given the first opportunity to board, with other priority groups filling in seats from there.
More Americans keep getting vaccinated against coronavirus. The White House's COVID-19 data director saying just over 1 million doses have been administered in a day. That includes more than 560,000 who are newly vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
While U.S. forces secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation just outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom aboard one of the U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo flights. At the Pentagon, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Due to the global computer chip shortage, Toyota is cutting production of its vehicles by 40%. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As protests continue in Afghanistan, what can we expect from the Taliban?
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul Native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the Taliban officials who are going on television or radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And
from the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In Haywood County, North Carolina, remnants of Tropical Storm Fred have caused floods and power outages. Emergency Services Director for Haywood County, Travis Donaldson, saying two people are dead because of the floods.
We will confirm that we recovered two fatalities. Those identities have not been determined nor released yet.
Over 20 people are still missing in North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.